This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Well, here we are once again. I know we're early. It's an early Mariners game, but it is what it is. So congratulations. You're listening to the Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter.
Well, for some reason, we have this thing across the United States of time zones. So because the Mariners are playing in Detroit, I guess it's a little early. It's normal time for, you know, there. It's just earlier for us.
Well, I mean, we're eliminating daylight savings, and so we might, or I think we are.
Well, it's so back and forth. They're talking about permanent daylight savings time. They're talking about, you know, I'm just going, okay, let's just pick one and stick with it.
There's so much talking and no action.
Well, that's government.
We don't do that here on the Sports Ticket. I'll tell you, there's all sorts of action.
That's right.
On.
You know, we're all talking and you know, we talk about the action.
That's so. Exactly right, or lack thereof. Anyways, this segment is being brought to you by Mercedes Sprinter Van of Salem. Mm-hmm. Got to say that. Eli and Brian, they've got some deals going on. They've got some vans down there that they can custom fit for you. And you can go anywhere, do anything with these things. Great gas mileage. And I can stand up in one of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm over 6 feet, so I haven't shrunk yet.
Definitely one of those things worth looking at if you have either a lot of people or a lot of things you need to haul around.
Yeah, it's multi-purpose.
That's right.
And sometimes, especially if it's raining.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't know.
I mean, supposed to rain a little bit in the next few days.
I know. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well,
it got colder today. Yesterday was beautiful.
Yeah. No, it definitely, it's definitely a bit of a bipolar Oregon weather for springtime.
It's typical.
You know, but the irony is I sit here and go, in the sporting world, what we got? We're in the heat of baseball season. We're over a third of the way through. You know, we're in the NFL offseason. We're in the NBA Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, it's interesting that the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals are at the exact same time.
Well, and it's always been that way because they both play during the winter time. Granted, the finals become late spring, early summer, but at least they're rotating. The way they schedule it, you know, tonight we have game two of the NBA Finals. The Knicks are up 1-0. And last night, of course, we had game two of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, which is series is tied 1-1, Las Vegas won game one, and the Carolina Hurricanes won last night in a come-from-behind overtime victory. Granted, one of those weird things for me right now with hockey playoffs, I'm sitting there going, these are baseball scores. Game one, 5-4, Las Vegas. Game two, 4-3 in overtime. And I'm going, what happened to the 1-0, 2-0 kind of NHL games that used to happen all the time?
You know, nobody wants to see that anymore, Hunter. They want to have scoring.
They want action.
If they want to see 1-0, they need to go watch a soccer game.
So
because that's the way that rolls.
So hockey's figured it out that we need to do things to up the scoring?
Well, I don't know, because I would think it'd be a little bit easier, you know, to score a goal in soccer than it would be in hockey, because the net in hockey is a heck of a lot smaller.
But the puck is a lot smaller than a soccer ball.
Well, that's true, too. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason to that.
Mm-mm.
Maybe it's on purpose.
No, well, and look at it this way. You know, the hockey puck, it doesn't roll the same way a ball does, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, that thing's hard, and it flies, and it actually hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You hit by that thing?
Oh, I have not been hit by a regulation one, but I've been hit by things that would fill in as a hockey puck, and they hurt.
Yeah, there's... I don't know. I've never really been a fan of hockey per se because I didn't grow up with it, but a lot of people are just into it, especially the Canadians that have made their way down here.
Well, and you know, I understand it's one of those sports where you either absolutely love it or you don't pay attention to it.
It's like NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Either you love cars, you love the racing, the loud noise like Dave Bourne.
Or you're just not into it. And that's the way I've always seen hockey. You know, growing up we had... you know, semi-pro level playing up in the Seattle area. And we would go to hockey match on occasion, but you were mostly there to watch for the fights because especially at the semi-pro level, the fights were the highlight. It was like boxing within the hockey game.
Well, you still, I think, got the Winterhawks up in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really paid attention to that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not my thing, but people love that.
Yeah,
I think it's fun to go up. And
they are. When you are a hockey fan, you are a diehard hockey fan. I mean, I remember a Hall of Fame pitcher from the Atlanta Braves, Tom Glavine. He grew up a huge hockey fan. Larry Walker, the Hall of Famer from Colorado. Rockies. He was a hockey player, and these are guys that probably would have played hockey if they were good enough at it. You know, they chose that second level sport, baseball, and went to the Hall of Fame that way. So, yeah, imagine, you know, it is what it is.
Well, nothing like being an athlete, multi-sport athlete. Well, some guys are like that, and it's...
That's a whole show in itself, because so many people are going away from that mentality, that multi-sport. I mean, you look at guys like Tony Gwynn, Dave Winfield, guys that, I mean, Tony Gwynn had opportunities to play like literally three of the four major sports in the U.S. Tony Gwynn, same thing, could have played basketball, could have played football, could have played baseball. And you see what they do when they choose that one sport. And then you got the guys like Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders that played two and excelled in both of them.
I think Bo excelled a little bit more than Deion.
Well, Bo excelled more in baseball than Deion did.
That's what I kind of meant. Yeah, with the Royals.
Deion was a Hall of Fame football player, so you'd say that Bo might have gotten there if it hadn't been for that hip injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got guys like Brian Jordan, who played a long career with the Cardinals and the Braves after playing a few years for the Atlanta Falcons in the same defensive backfield as Deion Sanders.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Two guys on the same team going b-ball.
That's good right, stuff. Playing both. Quick baseball update. Came down. Aaron Judge has a broken rib, and he is going to be out for an indefinite period of time.
That's at least
as he heals up.
A month, at least.
Yeah. So that's that's the big baseball headline coming out today.
Well, you know, Cal Raleigh is kind of the same thing. He tore a little muscle. I mean, you break a rib, you tear a muscle just right in your rib cage. I mean, you can't swing the bat.
No,
I mean,
and it's one of those things that there's nothing they can do to speed up the healing process. You just got to let it do its thing. So that's why it's always an indefinite amount of time.
Unless you inject yourself with something to make it heal a little bit quicker.
But now they test for that stuff now. So I can't do that anymore.
That's right. All right. Stem cells. Okay, we got to get out to a break. Before we do, this bottom segment is being brought to you by Domino's Pizza, home of the 20% off your online order or your $7.99 takeout.
That's right. Well, yeah, we do have Mike Gallagher coming up. He had a chance to talk to Scott Whipple of the Beacons, because they got an event coming up next week. So they're going to kind of preview that event. It's a big thing here locally in Salem Sport. So enjoy that. And we will be back shortly after that. You listening to the Sports Ticket on 1430 KYKN.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
We return to the Sports Ticket on this early edition here on Friday afternoon. Mariner baseball coming up, and coming up to take the first pitch for me is a guy from West Salem High School. He's been around the Salem-Keizer School District for a while, but he's also the chairman of the Salem-Keizer SK Beacons. As we get ready to award 10 people locally the annual Beacons Award, Scott Whipple, thanks for joining us today on this early edition. It's been busy for you with graduation, with changes at the end of the school year, and now the Beacons on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a usual year-end wrap-up, but the Beacons program and the Salem-Keizer High School Sports Booster Club is just a wonderful organization I'm fortunate to be a part of. As you know, our main objective is to eliminate financial obstacles for any athletes wanting to participate in high school athletics, because we feel the emphasis and importance of high school sports matters. And then our annual event that we've now taken on, in addition to six school and four community members, we do an athlete of the year and a coach of the year. And those athletes of the year come from any of the or all of the OSAA sanctioned sports that Salem-Keizer High Schools participate in.
Between you and Brian Sutherland and Amy West, among others, you guys get very busy about getting the list down, making sure we have athletic directors and coaches that get these young people here, that they are also recognized along with these 10 Beacons.
It's an endeavor, but each of us have some connections to the school, with me being here at West Salem High School, Amy at Sprague High School, and Brian with his connections to the athletic directors just because of his time spent as an athletic director.
Yeah.
So getting the information from those coaches and the ADs in our current high schools, it works out pretty well for us. And like I said, our goal is to get kids involved in high school athletics, and all three of us, plus every member of the board, including you with your important jobs you're doing for our media stuff, it matters that these things are happening for high school kids.
Talking to Scott Whipple, I'm going to call you the president of the Beacons, because I never look at your sig block.
The designated title is the president of the Salem-Keizer High School Sports Booster Club, and we sponsor the Beacons Award. So yeah, that's what it is.
This is going to be a big thing next Tuesday again. I was fortunate and surprised to learn that I was a Beacon 3 years ago. It was one of the bigger awards and surprise I've ever had in my life, because I don't win awards, and it was a real touching honor to be part of that, and then to fill in for my friend Mark Gilman and be on this board. The 10 people on this list this year, we don't have the time to go through each one, but I'll give the folks right here what we have in no particular order. From McNary, it'll be Craig Nicholas that will be honored, a former coach, former baseball coach and teacher, Chris Lee over at North Salem, former McKay High School quarterback and three-sport athlete Derek Saucer, now in the U.S. Air Force, Jerry Norred over at Sprague High, an Oregon State Hall of Famer in her own right, Phil Webb, who was at South Salem, West Salem's, and my pal, Demian Ramirez. I remember this kid at Sandium High School. Community Beacon Dave Failey was a delight to talk to. The always wonderful and affable Mike McGann, who was the athletic director at several schools, to include McNary. Rick Wallace is another Community Beacon. And then, of course, the late Tom Pickens, who was an administrator, teacher, coach, and a friend and mentor to many, many students. These 10 people will be highlighted on Tuesday night, and they each really bring something special to their individual awards.
One of the things we're excited about this year with our Beacons Awards, first of all, our presenting sponsor, F&W Fence, the contributions they've made to help with this is great. And Ryan Galbrook and State Farm Insurance, their contributions to get this program going has just been fantastic. But these 10 Beacons, they're such a unique group in that there's so many different roles that people have filled. Obviously, Dave Failer was an OSAA official for a number of years and still is. I saw him up here at the school just earlier this week getting ready for a playoff game. Go back to the days when Dave was umpiring 12U softball and my daughter was a pitcher, and he just was a great person out on the field. Phil Webb at South Salem, he's the guy behind the scenes. He's been a Saxon his whole life. He's donated time and money, energy. He's done work at facilities. He's done work at game management. And we're just recognizing the fact that people like him make a difference for these kids to be out participating in sports. They don't have to be wearing the head coach hat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you said, I could go on about multiple. I've worked with Damian Ramirez for 20-plus years here. He's coached two of my sons in football. He is a coach that just gives his heart to high school athletes.
And, of course, the late Tom Pickens was really the old-school-style administrator, teacher, coach, and a great mentor.
I never did meet Tom Pickens, but I'm fairly close with his daughter now. Darcy is on our board.
And then for us guys like me that have been broadcasting around here since the early 90s, late 80s, a guy by the name of Derek Saucer, or until July 5th, Lieutenant Colonel Derek Saucer, the former three-sport athlete at McKay. He is coming up from Kingsley Field, the guard base down there, where he has been flying and teaching people to fly the F-15 for years. He's soon to retire with nearly 30 years. This is the first time I think the Beacons have ever awarded a member of the military as a Beacon.
I think you're right. And again, it speaks to some of the qualities that Derek came into high school with as a want-to-be-an-athlete. And what he gained in competitive nature and leadership and several of those types of attributes that we encourage to kids to participate in high school athletics for. And Derek took that, went into the military academy, and just grew from there, of course. His bio reads, serving his country for, like you said, 30-plus years. This is our first significant honoree from the military. We like to think it goes back to all the great things he got as a baseball and basketball player when he was at McKay High School.
Well, when we come up to the awards, it's a big deal at the Elsinore. We have the red carpet in front. We introduce all the former Beacons as well as former athletes of the year. The students are involved, parents, families, friends. But it's the excitement of bringing all these people together. It's almost like a reunion inside for 3 hours.
For someone like me that's been in the district for 28 years now, just to see these people come back. Our goal was to get our current high school athletes in touch with those that once were there. Once participated in high school athletics or in some of our career coaches. We're pretty excited about some of the presenters we have this year. We've got some longtime coaches coming back to present. And it should just be a wonderful evening, like you said, of bringing a variety of different groups together just to honor and respect what we consider the greatness of Salem-Keizer High School athletics.
And Scott Whipple, one of the things as we get ready to close here because of this short window, we need to consider donating. If these donations help provide our student-athletes at all of these six schools with essential equipment, some safe facilities and opportunities to learn valuable teamwork and leadership skills, and with our support, we can all help strengthen these programs to ensure the inclusivity. And sometimes it's, I can't pay the fees, I can't buy the shoes, I can't get that specialized equipment, but Sports Club comes together, gets the donations, and basically we make sure these kids are not wanting. It's paid for, they can go participate.
Absolutely. To date, we've paid over $77,000 to our schools. Almost exclusively that is participation fees to get kids on the field. And we're constantly seeking support. People that want to donate to us can find information on our webpage. Any amount of money helps. We go through each year, each season, and collect the applications from these students. And again, donations that we take in go exclusively towards providing participation fees and other areas that the schools can use to increase participation. Because like you said, high school sports matter, and our goal is to get as many kids possible as we can participate in high school athletics.
We can have you go up to skbeacons.com. That is SK like Salem Keizer, skbeacons.com. Look under donate. Also, you'll see a list of all of the people who are student athletes that are up for awards this year. You'll see bios, if you will, soon on all 10 of our beacons. The big thing is get tickets at the Elsinore this coming Tuesday. That's June the 9th at 7 o'clock. Get there early. He's Scott Whipple of the Salem-Keizer High School Sports Booster Club. He's also our master of ceremonies, always good for a witty comment or two. And I'm Mike Helliger, our next segment of the Sports Ticket coming up next here on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
Welcome back. This is going to be a quick one because the Mariners are on like in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, that's the fun of literally playing 9 games in 9 days, first in Detroit, then in Baltimore, and then in Washington, D.C. So they have a 9-game stretch on the road. I'm kind of going, I'm not optimistic. I'm hoping they can finish 500 or better on this thing simply because the travel side of it, even though the teams they're playing record-wise are on par, mediocre level.
You know, it's hard. I mean, when you got the time changes like you were talking about, and you're on the road, East Coast, a lot of early games, there's so many variables there, and being on the road is hard.
Well, and that's the thing is unfortunately, when you are a team based in Seattle, you travel more miles than anybody else in the league each and every year, and this is one of those prime examples where you are traveling so far and playing, like I said, 9 games in 9 days. And just as soon as your body starts to acclimate to the fact that you are on the East Coast for 9 days,
back you come.
You're coming back home to play the Orioles again in Seattle.
Unreal. Yeah, this is a really tough one. And like you said, if they can get away with just playing 500 ball on this one, even though these are subpar, I mean, the major league subpar.
Yeah.
But they can still beat you. They still got great players. So this is going to be a tough test for the Mariners. But athletics aren't playing very good. And speaking of that, last night they lost to the Cubs. They gave up 4 innings in the 9th inning to the Cubs. What was that dude's name?
Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA. Yeah,
PCA. This guy lost a ball in the lights or in the sky or something in center field and inside the park home run for Longyear. And then came back and hit a home run in the fourth. Mm-hmm. And then he hit the walk-off single for the Mariners to tap out that 4 runs in the 9th inning. Did I say Mariners?
Yeah. Yeah. So no, and that's the thing is PCA is known as one of the best defensive center fielders in the game today. So for him to lose a ball and give that up, that might be a once in a career thing.
Yeah. Threw his hands up in the air. What do you do?
Oh yeah. No, that's the most lost feeling in the world. So yeah, no, Mariners, good luck out there. I'm hoping. I mean, they're 8-1 in their last 9 games. So they had a big 8-game win streak. Lost last night to the Mets. But let's hope that the hotness can stick around and they can take five or six of these road games.
It's really going to come down to the pitching. The pitching needs to show up. The bats they've come alive. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they can do.
That's right. It'll be fun. You know, granted, they cut into our time you know, 2:30 starts for Mariner broadcasts pretty much throughout the next week or so. So early starts, get ready. Mariners action coming up right here on KYKN.
Yes, I'll be heading down to Bowenvine right now since they are the sponsor of the bottom of this segment. So enjoy the ballgame, everybody. Have a great weekend.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.